Vav Basar Bar Ches Mishnah Vav. Omer Zeb Bni Neman. Person says, this is my son, he's believed. And this is both regards to Yerusha and also pottering his wife from Yibum. And the reason is because he has a Migo that he could technically either give his money to this person as a matana, that he's saying is his son, and also to potter his wife from Yibum, he could also divorce her anyway. So he's got a Migo and he's believed regarding all those things. Ze achi einu neman. But if a person says, this is my brother, and there are other brothers, like Dara points out, that don't recognize this brother, he's not believed. And this brother doesn't take the same chelek to inherit with the other brothers. V'notel imo b'chalko. And then what happens is, if, for example, there are two brothers, and both of them recognize each other, they're brothers, and then there's brother number three that, let's say, there's Reuven Shimon, and now Shimon is saying that there's a Levi. The Reuven doesn't recognize Levi. And let's say they're supposed to inherit three fields. So Reuven, according to him, there's only two brothers, so they should split up the three fields 1.5 to each one. So Reuven would get 1.5. But Shimon believes that there's Levi involved. So according to Shimon, each one should be getting one field. So Shimon takes one field for himself, but the other field that Reuven was taking a half of, because Reuven believes there's only two brothers, Levi splits it with Shimon. So Levi gets, out of all these three fields, half a field that was given over by Shimon, because Shimon's the only one that believes that he's the brother. And Reuven, he doesn't lose his 1.5 out of the three, meaning half of the field, because he only believes there's two brothers. Mace. Now what happens if Levi dies? Yachsru nechosim lim kaiman. The nechosim go back to their proper place. In other words, the Rav says, the one that gave them to him. So that's Shimon. Shimon gave Levi half of one of the properties, in this case, and then he gets it right back now. Naflo nechosim makom acher. If Levi had nechosim come from an outside place that he inherited, or he purchased other property, like the Rav says, and now Levi dies, Yirshu echav imo. Now the brothers, not just Shimon, but Reuven too, would inherit with Shimon, because Shimon is agreeing that he's their brother. And this only, the Rav says, is when Reuven was not denying it. Reuven just said, I don't know, I've never heard of this guy. How do I know he's my brother? In that case, even if this guy dies, Reuven still gets it because Shimon's agreeing that he should get it. But if Reuven is saying he's definitely not my brother, the Rav says that the only one that would inherit is Shimon by himself. Reuven would not if Reuven denies that he's his brother. Mishnah continues. Mi shemes v'nimtzeis daitaki keshura al yirecho. Person dies and they find a will. Daitaki is a short, it's almost like an acronym for the words datehe lemekam lemhave, meaning this is, it's a will, a last will and testament. And it's found tied to the dead person's dies. Harezo eino klum. Whatever's written there, it's meaningless. Because what the dead person is trying to do is trying to enact what happens by a shchiv meira, a person that's on his deathbed, he verbally gives over instructions that the chachamim give validity to without even a maisa kinyan. But when a person writes a daitiki, he's showing that he wants the daitiki, the will, the written will, to function the same way as the words of a shchiv meira, and that doesn't work. And since he's not using the means of the shchiv meira, the words, and he's using it by writing, the problem is a shtar is not kona after misa. It doesn't work. Zika boi la'acher, bein min ha'yershim, bein shein min ha'yershim, dvarv kayamin. But if he's mezakit to somebody else with his words, and this is even after he has something written down, he says, you know what, whatever I already wrote down, I'm being mezakit to Reuven. Whether Reuven is somebody that should inherit from him or not. Because the point is that when he's mezakeh, he's doing it b'toras matana. Person b'toras matana, a gift, you can gift anybody you want. And therefore, dvarv kayamin, his words work.